Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown Podcast.
Boom!
We are champions!
Campeones! Ole, ole, ole! Yus.
Yes.
After a tough Clásico and game against Valladolid, after that treacherous international break that really caused us to lose some form, we are champions. We
have
a title this season. Koeman's first season. Frankie De Jong's first title as a Barca player. Lionel Messi lifting the cup as a captain. What a wonderful, wonderful day this was, Yus.
We are happy. This is awesome. You know, we talked about this game on our last podcast leading up to it. We've played this team three times before. We really wanted to break down what kind of we expected to see. And we, you know, a couple of those things, Mingueza coming in. We didn't really want to see Dest, but that didn't happen.
We wanted to see a 4-3-3.
Yes, a 4-3-3.
The big thing I was thinking about before the game is like, hey, we won that first La Liga game against Bilbao. Then we lost the Super Cup because we played the same lineup. In my mind, I was thinking, hey, they are better and ready for us if they know what we're coming with. And so, you know, Real Madrid really did a great job with Valverde dropping back to have five at the back line to stop us in that 3-5-2 lineup. And I was a little bit worried that Athletic Club were going to be able to do a similar type of, you know, way to freeze us out.
Sure.
However, Koeman, the Don, the champion, went with a little bit of a different thought process than we did. And a lot of people were criticizing him, right? If you start to go into the lineup, even on the bench, you know, Ricky Pooch gets a lot of love on Twitter specifically. There's a lot of Ricky Pooch fanboys. They were upset he wasn't even on the bench. Pjanic wasn't on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go into the lineup.
So the lineup came out as a 3-5-2. We had Lenglet, PK, which he showed his face for this first time, really, to in a big game, right? And Mingueza. Then we went into the midfield. We had Alba, Frankie, Busi, Pedri, and Dest. And in the front, we had Messi and Griezmann.
Yep.
Griezmann was one of the things that Adam had mentioned in the last pod that he wanted to see come in because he seemed to be our savior in this last few games of Copa, right?
That's the thing, right? You go back to the story of this Copa del Rey, and we were like within 2 minutes of losing to Granada and falling out. We were within like 30 seconds of losing against Sevilla before that wonderful PK header. And, you know, I think this is his first game back since then. And, you know, the like you're saying about Griezmann, he was the hero. He scored goals. He gave that assist to Alba, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did so many things to make us come to this Copa del Rey. And so I really had it in my mind that Koeman was going to show allegiance to how Griezmann has done throughout this tournament and put him in, and he did, right?
For sure.
On the counter side, you know, it's very interesting is because one of the reasons we wanted to see a 4-3-3 is because Araujo's finally healthy, and we didn't really know if PK was going to be there, be healthy, and be the boss he was, right? And so Koeman, instead, he went with PK in the back three, and, you know, we'll get into it. It worked out really well. You know, I think we were right, though, right? Even though we won this game 4-0 and the second half was really an explosion of goals, Dest in that first half didn't really pay off. And so, you know, from the lineup perspective, I think we got that right. Dembele, as the first half, you know, if you imagine Dembele in this lineup in this game, the first half, I feel like he would have gotten frozen out. And so I think Koeman did a good call there.
Yeah.
So let's go into that first half, which was a lot of Barcelona possession and a lot of Bilbao players flopping and fouling.
Sure. Huge fouls. Referee wasn't calling too many of them. I think, you know,
no yellows for so long.
Yeah, right. Messi was getting pissed earlier.
Yeah. They slid into him late and they elbowed him in the ribs.
Yeah. But I mean, I think they did a good job of keeping possession, right?
Sure.
And I think one great reason that is to, I mean, it does leave us susceptible to counters when we have so much possession sometimes, but we left our back line kind of far back, didn't push up too much. Right, and the possession also kind of cleared out Iñaki from pressing too much.
True.
If we look at the stats here, you know, Barca had 7 shots on goal in the first half. Bilbao only had 1 shot on goal. That's huge. Comparing our last 3 games against them this January, they were scoring early. Iñaki scored a 3-minute goal. It was just kind of one of those situations where we allowed too many things. In those other games, they scored 2 goals one game, 3 goals another game, you know. And
we shut them out,
yeah,
right?
We shut them out, exactly.
And I think part of it definitely, which has to be said, especially in that first half, is PK came in, you know, his knee's been hurting. He had to get some shots. And he really stopped out a lot of, you know, counterattacks and attempts for Iñaki Williams to get the ball. And he really came in as, like, that big leader in the back line that – we've been missing and we know he could be. We just weren't sure if he was ready. But hey, you know, PK came and he saw a title there to grab. And, you know, he was there full there to get it. I think in that first half too, you know, it's interesting because one of the things I told you at halftime, I was like, you know, Frenkie de Jong is too good of a player to be as quiet as he's been so far in this half. And then, you know, he came out in that second half and really showed a crazy, crazy game.
Sure.
Do you want to go through some of the goals?
Yeah, I do. But before, I just wanted to highlight in the first half that Frenkie, what you're talking about here right now, he kind of foreshadowed his game, which is kind of funny because obviously you wouldn't know until later. But that shot on goal in the first half where it came off the left post, that was huge. I thought that was a great opportunity. I was pretty bummed that he missed that. But, you know, he made up for that in the second half, which we're coming into, right? So in the second half, the first goal came in with Griezmann scoring, but Frenkie assisting, which was really at that time what Frenkie capitalized on was that Dest kind of shifted away. He wasn't doing so hot. Frenkie kind of just overtook that space on the right side, and he just blew up, right?
Well, what was really interesting is you know, when the first when the second half started, we noticed that the Bilbao line was really pushing forward in terms of like their forwards and their midfielders, and they had four up front trying to press against our back line. And so, you know, we knew we just needed one or two decisive passes to get past them and to get some runners going. And, you know, a big thing we've been criticizing the team for this year is not enough people running towards goal. And so it was really good for Frenkie to, you know, kind of shut me up, right, and come out, make a great run that Messi got the ball to him, and then just a nice cross. And Griezmann put it in, which, you know, I think like 3 or 4 minutes earlier, Griezmann had another chance where a cross came into him from Dest. And, you know, the keeper made a good save that Griezmann should have scored on. And so, you know, I think some people all around were thinking after that miss by Griezmann, we got to sub him out. And then 4 minutes later, the hero of the Copa so far and for this season came in big and scored.
Huge run. Great finish, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, we move forward with that. We're talking about Frenkie. Frenkie then comes in with an awesome header from Alba.
Oh, beautiful.
Great cross. And the one thing I want to highlight here is Alba tends to go all the way down the left side and then make his cross. In this case, he ended up making this a little farther back. Beautifully placed. Messi kind of drew attention on the left of that, pulling some defenders away. Frenkie just shot this header in. Beautiful. You know, this is and that was 3 minutes after that. And then if you want to go into the next goal with Messi's first goal of the game.
Oh, just a beauty, right? And, you know, as we all just saw, that the 60 to 70 minutes, I think we scored 3 goals in that time span. And it was just a full-on blitz with Frenkie dominating the beginning. And then we had Messi, who we all wanted to see score, just come out with a crazy run from the right side. And then a nice 1-2 with Frenkie. And then, you know, he faked out the defender that he was going to go right, even though Messi always goes left. He went left and just slaughtered it in. So, you know, Frenkie and Messi really were the two best players in this game. I think Frenkie was probably the best, especially in that second half.
The three first goals, he was touching everything.
Yep.
Right? And he's the one that opened this game up, I believe. Or, you know, that's my opinion here. But if you go into the final goal, the fourth goal by Messi's second goal, you know, we talk about the Messi-Alba connection that, you know, has been played out so much in these this whole season, seasons before this. I think that with Frenkie opening up the game, that becomes less predictable.
Sure.
And then Alba now creates that normal Alba assist to Messi, puts it in, beautiful goal, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. A lot of the things we had commented on early in the game, we got kind of egg on our face, right?
Sure.
Because, you know, I was saying, oh, Frenkie needs the, you know, he hasn't shown up like he should, and then he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometime in the first half when Alba was trying to do that cut back to Messi and it got blocked out, I was saying, you know, it's too predictable, right? Like, there was that, you know, period like 3 years ago where Alba to Messi scored like 10 goals in like 3 months. But ever since then, you know, just getting it to Alba to cut back to Messi, defenders really know it's coming and they can stop it if we have no other creative offensive moves going. But, you know, with Alba creating crosses and with Frenkie making runs, it didn't let the defense set up for that. And then, yeah, Alba was able to cross it in right to Messi. Boom, fourth goal. You know, we almost got a fifth goal from Griezmann, a wonderful goal.
Sure.
Unfortunately, the refs called it offside. But, you know, it was a tale of two halves, as we always say on the Barca breakdown.
And the commentator tried to steal.
Yes. And, you know, what a great, great day, man. I mean, it's tough because some people will tell you at the beginning of the year, like for Barca to come in and think they're not going to get any trophies is blasphemous and way below our level. But at the same time, we remember where we were at the beginning of this year. We didn't get any big signings of people who were like mature and established European players, right? We got Pedri, you know, at the time we didn't know Aleix was going to show up big. We didn't know Mingueza or Araujo were going to be the rock stars they turned out to be. Mm-hmm. And somehow Koeman took this team with, you know, a disgruntled Messi and Bartomeu still being president and all this, you know, negative energy mm-hmm. around the team. And here we are. Laporta's our president. We've won the Copa del Rey. Messi scored a brace. And we have everything to fight for in La Liga. So, you know, what a wonderful turn of events and a great day for Barca fans everywhere.
You know, like, we were bummed, right? If you listen to our post Copa del Rey, or sorry, El Clasico, we were just not happy. You know, we thought that
the refs might have affected
the game.
A little bit. You know, we did admit that Real Madrid played better.
For sure. But I think today, right, I think we highlighted three things. One, our defensive line held up.
Yep.
Two, Piqué coming back showed that he can snuff out some of these fast players because he's a seasoned player. He ends up, you know, he knows the game
so well. He knows how
to
position so well.
For sure. And that's a huge thing, I think, that some of these younger players are lacking on our defensive line. And then three, it just shows we're still in it. You know, like, that's one of those things that we kind of going back and forth with after the international break. We were concerned that this team seemed to, like, lost a little
steam, right?
Yeah.
If we had lost this Copa, I would say the chances of us winning La Liga are, like, 5%.
He texted me all week.
Yeah,
Hughes,
I'm nervous.
What are we going to do?
If we lose, how are we going to feel? Uh-huh. I guess we'll never know, right?
True.
Because we are champions.
Yes, we are.
And this gives me a lot of hope, man. You know, like, I think Real Madrid, starting tomorrow, have, like, 5 games in 14 days. Mm-hmm. They're pretty knocked up. Atletico, I'm not sure how Suarez is recovering or Joao Felix. And so, you know, if Madrid, Real Madrid draw one game and we win out, obviously including the Atletico game, we are champions of La Liga. So as we go into this week and tomorrow's games in La Liga and we see kind of how Atletico and Real Madrid do, we have hope, guys. You know, for the first time in a while, we have hope of winning La Liga. We just won one title. And then, you know, rolling into next year, you see Messi lifting that cup. You see Messi with the team. It's hard to say that he's going to leave. And so this is a very, very happy moment after a dour Clasico.
You know what I loved was after the game, you know, obviously Messi holding the trophy as captain, but I also loved all the players taking pictures with him after.
Yeah, oh, it was so cute.
Everybody's so happy. Araujo's happy. Fati's happy. All the young players.
Pooch. Everyone.
Frankie. It just, this is what we needed to finish this season to strong, right?
Yep.
I think that this is a turning point. You know, we were leading up to this. We had a little bit of, like, a drop.
A
but
blip.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. It's like, it's almost crazy to think, if you went to the day of the international break starting, to think that 3 games later would be a turning point, you would be like, that's crazy, because we've been on such a torrid start to the 2021 calendar year. But hey, we you know, Valladolid, Dembele scored late and saved us. Clasico was obviously a sham that we just didn't show up to as we should have, and Real Madrid outplayed us and Zidane outcoached us. But this game, it's like the reset. It's like, okay, you know, we won the title. We got some confidence back. We showed we can score. We showed Frankie can score. Griezmann can score. Messi can score. Let's take it to the last 8 games. Let's see the team show up every day. That's all we want.
Of course.
Thank you guys for watching. We really appreciate it. We hope you all have a nice weekend, because we know you will, because we are champions.
Of course. And please subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and listen to our podcast. You know,
Like the video. If you would, share it to anyone you know who's a Barca fan. We're trying to grow bigger this year and put out more content. So be on the lookout for a video very soon. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.